Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Pulliam. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, David Cohn. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Deshays. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes McRae. The throw from Harper and he is safe. McRae steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett strikes out. There goes Mack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Mack moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Harper reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. Harbeck scores. Winfield goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Pulliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pulliam hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Lind reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pagliarulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from McFarlane and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Winfield hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Deshaies covering, for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a pop-up towards short. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. he's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabiule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pulliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Pulliam hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Hyatt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Winfield strikes out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cohn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae bunts towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagliarulo for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Tom Gordon now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabule moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. JT Bruyt now playing right field. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Deshaies covering, for the out. Two outs. Harvey Pulliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pulliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Pulliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive beyond short. Rabule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pulliam moves to third. Mike Hartley now pitching. Chris Gwynn pinch hits for Jose Lind. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson now playing second base. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Puckett scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Winfield moves to second. JT Bruyt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bruyt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wilkerson fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Gagne covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Felix Jose batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jose moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jose moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brewitt. Brett reaches second base with a double. Jose scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Felix Jose now playing right field. David Howard now playing shortstop. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rabule bunts towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rabule moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rabule moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rabule scores. Knobloch scores. Mack moves to second. It's 8-2, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Winfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pulliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pulliam hits a pop-up towards third. Pagliarulo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hyatt hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.